Okay, today I want to share with you a supplement to a topic that we discussed. We spent, I think, 5 days on Kaddish. We spent 5 days on learning the Nusach of Kaddish, different ideas related to Kaddish. This week's parsha is a very critical parsha relating to Kaddish because of a very popular, famous Targum Yerushalmi. Pasuk says, he comes to the Shibu b'nei Yaakov. Yaakov, we gather together and listen, the children of Yaakov, the Shimu es el Yisrael avichem, to your father Yisrael. So what happened at this moment in time? So this famous Gemara Masechta Pesachim, Yaakov Avinu, he gathers them together. I want to reveal to you, Bikesh Yaakov, Rashi quotes the Gemara, Bikesh Yaakov legalois es haketz. Yaakov wanted to reveal to Klal Yisrael the ketz, what ketz, either the how long they'll be in Egypt, or how long when the ultimate Gula will come, or how to bring Mashiach. V'nestalka mimenu shchinen, suddenly the shchinen departed, as an indication that he's not allowed to reveal to them the ketz of Mashiach. And the Gemara goes further. There's a long Gemara. The Gemara says he was very, very disturbed. Why is it that the Shechin has departed? Maybe there is a secret sinner among us. One of my children is not where he should. Is not with the program. Someone here is not with the program. There's a problem here. And they always, according to the Gemara Masechta Pesachim, according to the Talmud Bavli, they all said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We're all together. We're all on the same page. Yisrael refers, we say that every day in davening, twice a day, Yisrael refers to Yaakov Avinu, Yisrael Saba, Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Hashem is our God, Hashem is one, we're all united, we're all one, we all have one, only one God, there's no kifer among us. Didn't help. The Shechina did not come back, but how did Yaakov Avinu respond? According to the Gemara, Baruch Shem Kivoid Malchuso Li'olam Moed. That's what it says in the Bavli. This was the response of Yaakov Avinu, and then he went on to tell them other things. However, there's a very well-known Targum Yerushalmi. Just as a Hagdama, there are three Targumim. There's Targum Unkelus, everyone knows that. There's Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, very interesting Targum with a lot of supplemental material. And then there's something called the Targum Yerushalmi. The Targum Yerushalmi, until recently, until about 50 years ago, was unavailable. We had what appears in the classic editions of the Mikros Gedolos, but only snippets, small little pieces of Targum Yerushalmi we had. And it was quoted by other Sfar, but the full Targum Yerushalmi appears to have been lost from us for maybe even 1,000 years. Mm-hmm. And about 50, 60 years ago, it was released by accident by the Vatican. In Aramaic. It was released by accident by the Vatican. The Vatican had a copy of Targum Yerushalmi, and this is a whole true story. I share with Schneer Lyman. Kasher, what was his first name?
Menachem
Kasher was instrumental in bringing it or bringing it to light. And a professor or a priest, bishop, a cardinal, I don't know, in the church was doing research in the library in the Vatican. And they came across this and he published it. And it just was like almost an accident. It was revealed to us that they have a full copy of the Targum Yerushalmi. And it was an amazing, maybe one of the most important finds of the last 100 years. More probably, they talk about the Cairo Geniza, but this was also a major, major discovery. I don't know why, but for some reason in this edition, the classic Ma'or edition of the Mikros, they still don't print it. They still don't print the full edition, the full version of Targum Yerushalmi. They print the traditional snippets. Every few psukim, they have a little piece here, a little piece there. In some of the newer other editions, the competition, today everything's a big business, there's a competition to the Mikros Gedolos, there's Vahadar. I believe already they print the whole full edition of Targum Yerushalmi. But Rabbi Kasher in the Torah Shlema, he has the whole thing. If you want to see the real thing with the full treatment of the Targum Yerushalmi, it's in the Torah Shlema by Rabbi Kasher. But in any event, this piece here is a very important piece, and it's quoted by Chazal often, and it does appear in the classic edition of the Mikros Gedolos. And let me read you what it says in the Targum Yerushalmi. By the way, the Targum Yonatan is silent. He just says, in basic translation, a few little things, things are Mashiach, but he doesn't talk about this whole discussion where the Gemara speaks about the discussion between Yaakov and his children about the why did the Shechina depart. So let me read you what it
was written by the Tanoim.
It was written, Targum Yerushalmi predates the Tanoim. Targum Yerushalmi is from the very first things, the very first forms of Torah Shabbal Peh.
So who wrote it?
Who wrote it? I don't know who wrote it. It's a translation of the Torah which embellished with Maamori Chazal. You know, I'll give you an example. I don't have the exact example. In a get, Achmana L'Shem, when a get is given, so there it says there's a nusach, and part of the nusach it says what is the get? It's a sefer krisus. There are three words. There are three words in the. I don't remember the exact words of what is the get. So, you look at some of the translations. Why do they have three words to translate what the get? So, Rabbi Kash is very pashat. You know why there are three words? There are three targumim. There's a targum unkelis, a targum yodis and uziel, and the targum yusham. The three major targumim. And in targum unkelis, it translates a get as with this word, and Yoyis HaMin Uziel translates the get Christus with this word, and Yushalmi translates it with this word, and that's why those three words appear in a Sefer Christus.
Does the word get appear in the Torah?
No. The get does not appear. In fact, the letters, the word get means a bill. It's an Aramaic word. But in fact, the letters Gimel and Tes never appear next to each other. But these are...
So where's the translation of the Targum on it?
What? In the Targum, open up, go up and say Parashas, what, Parashas Kiseitze,
yeah,
and there's Targum Unkelis, and there's Targum Yenis and Uziel, and there's a Targum Yushalmi, on the word Get Krisus, Chosav Law, Sefer Krisus, there's one word, a Sefer, and they each use a different word. They use a different word. Gesundheit. Rav Kasha was famous for showing, it's a brilliant idea, is showing that all of the machlokes between the Tanaim and the Maroyim, Beshamai, Beis Hillel, are all rooted in the machlokes in the Targum's translation. Targum, they translate a little differently. Sometimes it's the same shorish, sometimes a different word. And from that, you can already see the roots of disagreement between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in a major sugya. It all comes from the very, very start. So a Targum, really Targum is the very, very beginning of Torah Shabbal Peh. Now let me read you the Targum on this Pasuk, because this Pasuk is Nagia Os, Halach L'maisa, every single day. Especially there are four people here saying Kaddish. It's Nagia Os every single day. This Targum. The Targum says, Min de'is ganshu trei asarte shivtoi de Yaakov. The 12 tribes of Yaakov, they gathered together, vakifu dargisha, they surrounded his dargash, his footstool. The dahava, that was made from gold, a little insight into what Yaakov Avinu's footstool was. The Hava Avun Yaakov Reviya Begava, he was lying on. Sarvri Du Gali Lahon, Yaakov thought, Du Gali Lahon, Sidore Birchasa Venechemasa, he would reveal to them the order of blessing and comfort. But what happened? V'iskesei Minei, it was concealed. Ona Avunon Yaakov, our father Yaakov, we woke up, he was aroused. And he said, oh my gosh, the Shekhinah has departed, it's been concealed. Maybe I'm no different than my father and grandfather. Avraham, Avoy, the Abba, Avraham, the father of my father, Kamine Pisul Yishmael. He had Pseles. He had Yishmael, was unfit. V'chol b'nei Keturah, and all the children of Keturah. V'yitzchak Abba, Kamine Pisul Esav. Achi, Esav, my brother. Va'ano dochel, I'm terrified. D'lo yihei beinechon givar libei plig al achori. I'm afraid now that if the Shekhinah has departed, there must be a person here who has a fight. Plig al achori. Every word here is very precise. It's full of limudim, every single word. A brother, there are 12 people sitting around here. One of you is plig al achori, who has a disagreement with the other members of the tribe. Of the brothers, lemezal to go, lemiflach to worship, kadam tavon orcharanyon to go worship after in front of a. I'm not sure what these words mean. Another idol, another deity. Maybe there's someone here that's not loyal to Hashem. They're going to worship other idols, other deities. So the brothers were shocked, and what did they say? Anyon tre asarte shivtoi the Yaakov kulon kechada and one the Omrin Shema minon Yisrael avunon Hashem elokono Hashem chad Hashem is one. On the Yaakov. So now what do you expect Yaakov to answer? Well, the Gemara says, Baruch Shem, Kvar Malchus, Sol Yolam Vod. But that's not what it says in Targum Yerushalmi. And that's why it's so mysterious. On the Yaakov Avunon, this is the earliest source for this concept. V'omar Yehei Shmei Rabo Mivarach Le'olmei Almin. It's not exactly what we say. We say Yehei Shmei Rabo Mivarach Le'olam Ule'olmei Olmaya. It's a shorter version. Yehei Shmei, I don't know why we don't say this. Mivarach Le'olmei Almin. Okay, it's interesting. Why don't we say exactly what he said? I don't know the answer to that. But this is where it comes from, this idea of Yehei Shmei Rabbah. He was the first to say it. Along come all of the commentators, and they say, this is critical, the critical Yisoid, is you have to, whenever you can, you have Maamari Chazal that contradict one another, it's very easy to say that they disagree. And in fact, in many instances, more often than not, we have no choice but to say that if two Maamari Chazal contradict one another, they disagree. You cannot always say, Eilu ve'eilu divrelokim chaya. I mean, we try, but there is sometimes, there's just such a major conflict. According to our limited understanding, there's no way we can reconcile the two.
But often one builds on the other.
On the other hand, when possible, we attempt very hard to reconcile a contradiction by saying they two are different dimensions of the same item. And that, therefore, all of the Mefarshim come along and they say, and it works out very well in this instance, the words Yehei Shmei Rabba Mivarach Le'olmei Almin is nothing more than an Aramaic translation for the Gemara. The Gemara Baruch Shem Kivoid Malchuso Le'olam V'Ved. So in other words, Baruch Shem Kivoid Malchuso Le'olam V'Ved is Hebrew, and Yehei Shmei Rabba Mivarach Le'olmei Almin is exactly the same thing, same idea. It's not exactly the same thing, that's the problem, but it's the Aramaic translation of Baruch Shem Kivoid Malchuso Le'olam V'Ved.
Yaakov spoke Aramaic with his
kids. Not likely. But okay, I don't know. Yehei Shmei Rabba. Baruch Shem. Baruch Shem. In other words, it's not. What is the translation? May be blessed. Shem Kvod Malchuso Le'olam V'Ved. And what is the major discrepancy? You're right. It's not exactly the major discrepancy. Here's the point we want to bring out is Kvod Malchuso. Those two words are not part of the Aramaic. The Hebrew is Baruch. If the Hebrew would be Baruch Shem Hashem Le'olam V'Ved. That's pretty much Yehei Shmei Rabba Mivarach Le'olmei Olmin. But in the Hebrew version, there are two more words. The two more words are Kivoid Malchuso. So that is the difference between the Hebrew and the Aramaic. Aramaic is always one madrega lower. The pure, Lashon Kodesh is pure. We can always connect to the purest form. We're trailing behind one madrega. Aramaic trails behind Lashon Kodesh, not just in capturing the translation, but also in the concept and what it represents. In the Aramaic version, we're missing Kivod Malchus. Now, before we explain that point, I want to just bring out some ideas. Number one, we have a very bizarre halacha that Baruch Shem is never to be recited out loud. Baruch Shem is to be recited silently belachash. And the Gemara tells us why. Because Moshe Rabbeinu never said it, but Yaakov Avinu said it. Where did Yaakov say it? He doesn't say it in the Targum. It's in the Gemara. The Gemara says he said it. He said he spoke Hebrew. He said it. So therefore, what do? So we make a pshara. The pshara is we say it quietly. It's some type of compromise. And the Gemara gives really a better answer is because this is what the Malachim and Shemayim say. They say, Baruch Malachim have a greater understanding of Hashem. They say, Baruch Shem Kar Malchus Olam V'Ved. We are not on the level of the Eid. We're not on their level. And we don't want to get them angry. We want them to trespass their domain. So we mimic the Malachim, but we say it quietly. The only time we can say it aloud is Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippurim, we're on the Madreg of Malachim. We don't eat, we don't drink. Then we can mimic the Malachim, we can say it out loud.
When you
say
the
Beis HaMikdash.
They didn't say Amen.
Because the Beis HaMikdash is on a higher level, it's like the Malachim. We're like Malachim in the Beis HaMikdash, correct. But therefore it's always said quietly. Now we have a greater appreciation of why Chazal, and one of the only prayers where Chazal insists, Ha'oine Yehei Shmei Rabbi B'kol Koichai. What does he mean B'kol Koichai? So different interpretations. One interpretation means with Kavana, but it's very common though. Many of the Rishonim say it means B'kol Ram. you're supposed to shout. Now, I wouldn't recommend you shouting Yehi Shmei Rabba too loud. You don't want to get your neighbors annoyed. But there is something to it. You teach this to children. Yehi Shmei Rabba is to be said b'kol rav. Why is Yehi Shmei Rabba an only tefillah that's to be said out loud? The answer is because it directly corresponds to the silence, the quiet, the fact that Baruch Shem is recited quietly. Baruch Shem is recited quietly because we can't start with the Malachim, but what is the translation, which is exactly the same thing? It's Yehi Shmei Rabba, and therefore we have to compensate and we must say Yehi Shmei Rabba loud. It's compensation for the silencing of the Baruch Shem. That is a very interesting, important idea to realize. Now, before we go further, there's one other interesting idea. A Yosam, the main thing a Yosam does is to says Kaddish. Okay, ideally you should daven and do mitzvahs, all the different things, but the bare minimum that a Yosam does is he says Kaddish. Why did Chazal select the Kaddish from all the different things to be the basic staple of a Yosam? So just like Derech Drush, it comes from Yaakov Avinu. Think about it. Yaakov Avinu, he's about to die. He's about to go to the next world. And he says, you know, my children, I leave over in this world children, and, you know, they're not where they should be. They're failures. Or I'm a failure. I have not produced children that are roid, the Shechina should appear. It's a sad story. I'm about to leave the world. I'm a failure. And what do the children say? Father, you're not a failure. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And the father says, Baruch Hashem, I'm not a failure. I left over in this world children who say Shema Yisrael Baruch Hashem, Yehi Shmei Rabba, that was his response. Every time a Yosam says Kaddish, he is reenacting this scene. This scene, you're trying to say to your father in heaven, or the parent, or one of you saying Kaddish for, you're not a failure. You're not a failure. Dami Ron B'Yolam Avim Ru Amen. You are acknowledging Yehi Shmei Rabba. You're acknowledging Yiskadal V'Yiskadash Shmei Rabba B'Yolam Odi Vrochi V'Sev Yamlich Malchus Sevich Hayecholi V'Vichon Yochai Dechol Beis Yisrael Ba'agolov V'Zman Kriv V'Yim Ru. And you sing beautiful praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're causing people to respond Yehi Shmei Rabba. The people who are responding Yehi Shmei Rabba are really serving in the place of the person who has died. They are the representatives. In other words, they're saying, son, child, Yosam, you're saying Kaddish, you have done good. What you have done is a testament that your father is a success. And if your father was alive, if Yaakov Avinu was alive, your father was alive, was sitting around and would be seeing what you're doing over here, he would respond just like Yaakov Avinu responded when he was aware that he was not a failure in his life, he was a success. He's at the end of his life, he's on his deathbed, and he sees his children, I'm about to leave, what's it all about? What was life all about? What did I accomplish in this world? I left over children. Are they Oivdei Hashem? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And the father says, Baruch Hashem, Yehi Shmei Rabba, Mevarach Li'olam. It's an acknowledgement. That's exactly what you're doing. The people are telling the child, your father is happy. He's also acknowledging in Shemayim that Yehi Shmei Rabba, Mevarach Li'olam, Olamaya, he has accomplished just like Yaakov Avinu has accomplished. So that's an important thing to recognize, that it comes from this week's parasha, to reenacting every Yosam, he says, God is reenacting this scene of Yaakov Ubanov giving tremendous nachas shuach that your father succeeded in his role. Okay, now let's go back to this idea of the parallel. The difference between the two is Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso. Now there's the Gemara, this is from Yachav Kamenetsky, and he explains the Gemara. You heard this one many, many times, but he really takes this, really puts it together, and makes it jump out of the page. The famous Gemara is Omer Abiyosi, Pamachas Nechnasti Luchurva. Gemara Masech the Brachas, Dav Gimel Amud Aleph. Everyone learns this Gemara because everyone starts Dav Yomi at least the first day, at least the first or second day. Pam Achas, one time, Nechnasti L'Churva. I entered into a ruin. It's during the time of L'Chur Beis HaMikdash. I'm walking on the road. There was a Churva. A Churva is symbolic of there's no Beis HaMikdash, we're in Golis. V'shamati Baskol Shemi Nahemes. Kayona was wailing like a Yona. V'ameres, Oy Labanim, woe to the children. Shebe Avonoseihem, Hecharavti, due to their sins, Hecharavti, as base, I've destroyed my base, Vice Ella, I've destroyed my base. The Gemara goes on, v'chulu, And then he met the Malach outside. He had a conversation, and he told him, "Ela b'shasha yishol nuchdas lebeis hakneiyot here." So what the midrash is saying, the Kol Shvarach Hu is in Tsar. There is a beis hamikdash, but there's a mikdash ma'at. And when his children go into the beis hakneiyot, beis hamedrash, the answer yeheishme hagodol mivarach, and they say this nusach, which yeheishme rabba, is a little bit different. Hakadosh Baruch Hu minaneh b'roishay, Hashem bows his head. The Omer, and he says, now here are the key words. Ashrei Hamelech. Fortunate is the king. Notice the word Hamelech. Shemekalsin also bebeso kach. For whom the servants praise, give such praise in his home. Maloy la'av. And what does a father have? Shehigle esbanav. In this that he has exiled his son. I read this Gemara many times, just get used to it so we don't really think deep into this Gemara. But the obvious question is, what's going on? Why does it start with a melech and does it conclude with an af? We say in davening, Avinu Malkeinu. Hashem is begeder Avinu, he's also begeder Malkeinu. And here Hashem switches between Ashrei HaMelech ve'oy le'af. All in response to hearing Yehei Shmei Rabba Mivarach. So Rav Yaakov Kalinetsky says the answer is obvious when you go and you look at the parallel that Yehei Shmei Rabba is always never to be viewed in isolation. Yehei Shmei Rabba is always to be viewed together with Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Li'olam Voed. And the difference between the two are the words Kivod Malchuso. Kivod Malchuso represents Malchus. Bizman Shebeis Hamikdash Kayim V'Yisrael Eisim Ritzono Shel Makom Hashem is Begeder Melech. Bizman She'in Beis Hamikdash Kayim, we're in Galus, Hashem can't say Hashem is the Melech. If Hashem is the Melech, where is all the trimmings of Malchus? It's gone. Hashem is Begeder Av. Hashem is Begeder our Father. Father, you don't have to have royalty. You don't have to have a beautiful palace. You don't have to have a chariot. A father is a father. Wherever the father is, wherever the son is, there's a relationship, father and son. There are many mahalachim, avinu malkeinu, but one mahalach is bizman shemigdash kayom, the relationship is malchus. Bizman she'ein beis hamikdash kayom, the relationship is a father. Bizman shebeis hamikdash kayom, you know how you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know what the Kaddish is. Baruch Shem in Hebrew, it's Lashon Kodesh, the full Tekef of the Kedusha. Kivod Malchuso. Bizman Golos, the parallel of Golos is not one is Aramaic. We're not on Madrek of the Kedusha of Lashon Kodesh. When Golos, Bavel, they spoke Aramaic. But it's also the Kivod Malchuso has been stripped from the expression. It's Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevorach La'olam L'Mel Maya. So here, when it was a time of Golos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard this Tana saying Yehei Shmei Rabba, what's missing from the Yehei Shmei Rabba? What's missing is the Kivod Malchuso. That's why he says, ah, I remember the glorious good old days when we had a Beis HaMikdash, Ashrei HaMelech. Melech, Baruch Shem, the Hebrew, Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso, Shemekalzim also Babayis Kach. And oy, woe to me now that there's no Beis HaMikdash, my relation to my children is only Begeder Av, and when it's Begeder Av, what do I have? All I have is Yehi Shmei Rabba without the Kivod Malchuso, Omaloy Le'av, Shehigle Esbonov, Shehigle Esbonov. So that's how it makes sense when you the key point is when you take you have to look at Yehi Shmei Rabba only in connection with Baruch Shem. And according to Targum Yerushalmi, it makes a lot of sense why Yaakov Davka said Yaakov in Aramaic he's Shem, because Yaakov realizes I want to be Megal of the Kates, but I'm not being Megal of the Kates. Why am I not being Megal of the Kates? Because there's going to be Golus. There's going to be Golus. It's going to be Begeder Av. It's not going to be Begeder Melech. Begeder Melech, it's going to be, if it was Begeder Melech, it would be Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso. But it's going to be Golos, there's no Kivod Malchuso. No Kivod Malchuso, you have to go to the other version. The other version is Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach without the Kivod Malchuso. Okay, we'll stop here.